This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim habaim. Oh, the amazing topic today, Parshas Mishpatim. Hope everyone's doing well. I have great news. I hope you got a hold of the new Sefer, Berachos HaTzadik. It's available on our site, rabbidg.com. You could order it with free shipping. Also, the Svarim on Purim are available. Reprinted Magen Rukiah on Purim, also available on the site. And the Svarim in English, concealed and revealed. Big size, little size. Make sure you get the little size. You can put it in your Shachmanis. And make people happy. Okay. We have an amazing topic today, Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is one of those parshas before the Yom Tov of Purim. And sometimes people think of it as a very technical parsha full of Dinei Chosh and Mishpat. And sometimes it doesn't get the attention it deserves because we don't necessarily appreciate the relevancy of damages. So I want to bring to your attention an amazing perspective on the Mazikim based on the beginning of one of your favorite Masechtas, Masechta Baba Kama. Of course, we know that Baba Kama begins Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four main categories of damage: Hashor, the ox, the Habar, the pit, the Hamaveh. What's Maveh? What's Maveh? Some say Maveh is Adam, some say Maveh is Shein. So just say Adam or say Shein. Why say Maveh? Veha Hever. What's Hever? Hever is fire, it's Eish. Well, if it's Eish, so say Eish. Why are we getting so poetic over here? After all, this is Baba Kama. So we have these damages, Hashar, Vahabar, Vahamava, Vahahever. And one question is, why do we use these particular phrases? Maveh, Hever. Another question is raised by Toysis throughout Shas. Toysis and Baba Kama points out the very severe difficulty with the Lashon, Arba Avos Nezikin. Imagine if I got up and said, four categories of damage. Yeah, what about them? This is not a complete thought even. Not only is it not a sentence, it's not even a complete thought. What about four categories of damage? It's missing a word. It should say, there are. Arba Avos Nezikin Hain. There are. Otherwise, it's an incomplete thought. And throughout Shas, very often it says, Hain. For example, in Krisos, Arba, I'm sorry, for example, in Shvuos, Arba, Shoimrin, Hain. There are four categories of damage. There are four categories of damage. There are. Or Arba, Rosh Hashanim, Haim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. So why, when it came to Baba Kama, did the Mishnah get stingy and leave out the word Hain? Why does it say Arba Avos Nezikin? It's missing a word. So Tosfos says something interesting. Tosfos says, Is Duchta Deloy Tani Hain? There are times that it doesn't say Hain, Kamay Hacha, like here. Uva Gemara Gabe Shal Shesri Avos Nezikin. And in the Gemara, the 13 categories of damage. Or there's a Mishnah in Krisos also, it doesn't say Hain. Arba Mechusare Kapara. And it doesn't say Hain. The is duchta diktani Hain. Sometimes it says Hain. Kediktani arba shoimrim Hain. Varba Rosh Hashanah Hain. Now this is a very difficult Tosfos. Because Tosfos is not someone who's a commentator. Tosfos is not Rashi. Rashi is Mafarish. Tosfos has questions and he gives answers. Tosfos doesn't just comment. Tosfos doesn't just speak for the sake of speaking. Sometimes it says Hain, sometimes it doesn't say Hain. What's bothering Tosfos and what's his answer? Obviously what's bothering Tosfos is, question, why does it sometimes say Hain and sometimes not? Why in Rosh Hashanah does it say Haim? Why in Shavuos does it say Haim? Why in Krisus does it not? Why in Baba Kama does it not? And the answer is, Mach Nishtois, don't make a big deal about it. It's not it's not dafka. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So Tosfos is not just saying words. Tosfos is bothered by a kasha and he's giving an answer. The question is, why in Bava Kama and in Krisos not, and in Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos yes? And the answer is sometimes yeah and sometimes no. In fact, there's a gilyon on this Tosfos, where the gilyon says, why doesn't it say Arba Avos Nezikin Hain, like it says Dalet Rosh Hashanah Haim? Answers the Gilyon, Shalei Ba'ala Hagid Arba Avos Halalu Loi Re'izeh Kere'izeh. Because it's really leading up to the next statement that one is not like the other. So in order to segue straight into what it's trying to get to, it doesn't say the word Hain. Then Tosfos says, Uktsas Kasha De Gemara Muchach Dinachis Tana Liminyana Mi Deparch Vitani Didan Mai Tamaloi Tani Hani. The Gilyon is bothered. No, later on in the Gemara it's Mashma that even in the first statement there's a chiddush, namely that there are four Avos Nezikin, and therefore the Gilyon ends up saying exactly like our Tosfos. Yesh Lekach Yesh Loimer Deyesh Mekomis Deloi Tani Hain Keda Ashkechan Ba'arba Mechusare Kapara. Fine. Now, it's interesting that there's another problem here, and that is the order of the Mishnah. Shar, Bar, Mave, Hever. So Rashi on the Mishnah says, what does it mean, Avos? Avos, Rashi says, are those that are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk. By the way, the Vilna Gaon in his commentary to Pirkei Avos says that why is the Masechta called Avos? Don't make a mistake that Pirkei Avos is a book about manners or courtesy. Make sure you say please, make sure you say thank you, make sure you help an old lady cross the street. No, these are not courtesies or manners. Everything in this Masechta is Kasuv B'Torah. It's written, it's sourced in the Psukim. And therefore the Gra, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, endeavors to discover the exact source of where each thing is in the Torah. Now, then Rashi says as follows. What's the order of Shar, Bar, Mave, Hever? The order is, says Rashi, Kiseder Shein Ksuvin Beparsha Sidron Bemishnah. The way they are in Parshas Mishpatim, that's how they're listed in the Mishnah. Why? The Parsha Rishoyna Nemra Beshar, Shnia Bebar. It talks about Shar, talks about Bar, and therefore it picks the order that it's written in the Torah. Mave Mefarish B'Gemara, Rashi says. Hever Kisei Tzayesh. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, and Tosfos asks, what, according to the Manda Amar, Shar is Regel? It's not in order. Regel is learnt out from V'Shilachas B'Iroi, that it says after Bar. So Tosfos says, no, but the name Shar is written in the Parsha before, which is Negicha de Keren. So even though the word Shar, even though in the Pasuk it's talking about Keren, and in the Mishnah it's talking about Regel, but the word Shar is written first. Yeah, and then Tosfos says, according to the Manda Amar, Mave is Adam, but first it says Eish, and then it says Adam. Well, the Manda Amar, Mave is Adam, even though it says it after Eish. It says, Make Behima Yishalmena Dahainu Adam Da Azik Shar. Nah. It didn't keep the order. Lechosh Lishnoisai Kesedar Aparsha, because that Adam is so far off. So there, when it came to Adam, it listed it in the order of Loi Harezeh Karezeh. And the Rabbeinu Tam gives a different answer. The Shem Adam, it says in the Parsha earlier, it says, Ki Yignoiv Ish Shar, and Geneva is one of the Avos Nezikin. In any event, we have a few questions at hand. Why doesn't it say Hain? Number two, the Mishnah is out of order. According to the Ma'an de Omar, Shar is Regel. Then regel was not said first, and according to the Man Damar, maveh is adam, maveh was not said third. So by the way, regarding the question of hain, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah has a little bit of a different approach. Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis, says, Arba Rosh Hashanah Haim. Tosfos says it always says Haim. B'chol duchti tani Haim. K'da ashkechan hacha, like in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and in the last parak of Shavuos, it says, Arba Shoimrim Haim. And in the first parak of Chulin, it says, "Der Gimel Pegimois Hain." And in parak Ein Mamidin, Gimel Yenois Hain. In parak Kol Hatzlamim, Gimel Batin Hain. And it says Gimel Avonim Hain, Gimel Ilanois Hain. Aye, why in the beginning of Baba Kama does it not say Hain? Avo Bereish Baba Kama Tinan Arba Avos Nazikin, and it doesn't say Hain. Why? Because it's segueing onto what it says next. It's going on what it says later. Arba Avos Nazikin. Arba Avos Nazikin. Loi Reiza Kariza. So it doesn't say Hain in order to segue into what it says after. Again, so this Tosfos is saying different than Tosfos and Baba Kama. Tosfos and Baba Kama says, Machnish Tosfos, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. This Tosfos says, it always does. Why doesn't it say in Baba Kama? In order to flow into the next line. However, there is a Kabbalistic interpretation of this Mishnah. One of the great masters of Kabbalah, the Ramah Mipano, he offers an amazing interpretation of why it doesn't say Hain in this Mishnah. Really a remarkable interpretation that's Oyoy Menoyra. And it goes as follows. This is found in the Sefer Asora Mamorois, Maimar Chikur Hadin, Chelek Aleph Paragimel. The Ramah Mipano says, Tosfos is Medakdik in Rosh Hashanah and the beginning of Baba Kama. Sometimes it says Hain, Arba Shoimrim Hain, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hain, and sometimes it doesn't, Arba Oveis Nezikin, Arba Mechusrei Kapara. And the answer he gives in Rosh Hashanah, I don't like that answer. And the Ramah Mipano doesn't answer for Krisus, why it doesn't say Arba Mechusrei Kapara Hain. It doesn't really answer all the questions. And therefore, says Ramah Mipano, I'm going to tell you a Kabbalistic answer. Says the Ramah Mipano, Amnam yafeh hergishu. Tosfos observed very well that sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. That there is no question that it was done bedavka. Why? The word hain means there are. Let me give you a little bit of an introduction to this idea. The idea is that Hashem didn't just create the world. In order to create something, you need architectural plans. So what were the architectural plans with which Hashem created the world? Istakel ba'iraisu bar'ama. Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world. The Torah is literally the blueprint for creation. So for example, there's a famous question the Kli Yakar asks in Parshas Bechukaisai. One of the most important concepts in the Torah is not mentioned in the Torah. Olam Haba, the world to come. It doesn't talk about the world to come in the Chumash. Why not? Says Rav Aaron Cutler, because the Torah is the blueprint of creation. And what's ever in the Torah will be in the open reality. And one thing Hashem did not want to be in the open reality is the world to come. Ayin lo yirasa elokim zulasecha. No eye has seen. Tuvcha asher tzafante lireyecha. So Hashem wanted that Olam Haba should be mechusa me'enei Adam. Therefore, if it would be mentioned in the architectural plans, Olam Haba, we would be able to see it. So Hashem had to omit it from the architectural plans. Let me give you another example. You know, in Parshas Vayishlach. It talks about the animals that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav. And it says, Gemalim Meinikois V'yaldehen. It says the camels and their children, the nursing camels and their children. So Rashi points out, you know, why doesn't it talk about their husbands? So Rashi says, camels are very tsanua. So therefore, it didn't write, you know, husband and wife. It covered over the husbands of the camel. Now, it covered over the husbands of the camel. It says, the author of the Sefer Sam Derech, Reb Simcha Zisel Breida, he says, don't think what this means is, it happens to be camels are modest, and in order to hint to that, it omitted the husbands. No. With what did Hashem create the nature of the camel? That the camel is a modest behemoth? By writing, Gmalehem Meinikois V'yaldehen, and not writing about the husband, that was the architectural plan with which the Ribbono Shel Olam used to create the world. We see that the Torah Shebichtav is the blueprint of creation. Comes the Rambam Mipano. The same way the Torah Shebichtav is the architectural plan of creation, it's the same thing with the Torah Shebaal Peh. The words of the Mishnah literally affect reality. Therefore, to say Hain, there are implies this will be in creation. So the Tana was very careful when it used the word Hain. When it comes to a Davar Shebekdusha, namely Rosh Hashanim, Hain means there are, it's giving it Havaya, it's giving it reality. Arba Rosh Hashanim Hain, because there are many mitzvahs we do. There are four Shoimrim. Because Shoimrim are the Inyan of Shmirah is an Inyan Shebekdusha, like it says, Al Choymoy Sayech Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shoimrim, which are four, which are connected to four Oisias of Hashem's name. But the Tana was very hesitant to say Arba Avos Nezikin Hain, because if you're going to say there are four categories of damage, then you're creating damage in the world. There's going to be fires in the world. There's going to be pits in the world. There are going to be Shar Hamazik. There's going to be Adam Hamazik. We don't want to say Hain. Hain gives it a certain reality. We don't want to give reality to Hezek. We don't want to give reality to damage. So the Tana omits the word Hain. Likewise, it says Arba Mechusere Kapara, but it doesn't want to say Hain to give a reality that there are people in this world that don't have Kapara. So the Tana specifically does not say the word Hain. Then the Rambam Mipano has a great revelation that the mnemonic and the Rosh HaTevos to remember the four categories of damage, Shar Bar Mazik and Hever, is Sivma. Shar Bar Mazik and Hever is Sivma. Sivma is the final city of the cities of the Kenani, Be'ever, Hayarden. Sivma. V'yes Nevoi, v'yes Baal Me'oin, Musavoi Shem, v'yes Sivma. Ooh, Sivma is the last of the city of the Ari Aknani. It's Avi Avois Hatuma. Therefore, we don't want to give reality to it. We don't want to say Hain. By the way, the Rambam Mipano says that Sivma is Keneged Yerushalayim. So, in order to avoid giving reality to damage, we don't say Hain. Why by the Dalet Misois Bezdin it says Hain? Because by perpetrators getting the Dalet Misois Bezdin, they get a kapara, and that's a good thing. Okay? So the Rambam Mipano has the Rambam Mipano has this amazing revelation that the reason why it doesn't want to say Hain Mm. is because it doesn't want to give a reality to damage. The Rambam Ipanu reveals Shar Bar Mazik and Hever is Rashi Tevois Sivma, the final city of the Orei Haknani. While the Chassam Sofer, in his introduction to Masechta Baba Mekama, he elaborates on this idea of the Rambam Ipanu, and he uses it to answer a number of questions, and he elaborates on this notorious city, Sivma, and its Rashi Tevois Shar Bar Mazik and Hever. And he begins his psicha with the words, Shema Bani Musar Avicha. Shema Bani Musar Avicha. Now, Sivma, by the way, is Rashi Tevois Shar Bar Maver Hever. Or Sivma is also Shar Bar Maver Eish. Keneged Shema Bani Musar Avicha. Now, the Chassam Sofer says, this will help us answer the order of the Mishnah. You know, the Tosfos wanted to know it's out of order. Why is Shar first and Adam is before Eish? Says the Chassam Sofer, the reason the Tana brought it in this order is to allude to this mnemonic, Sivma Shar Bar Mava Hever. Yes, Tosfos has various reasons, but the underlying basis for the order of the Mishnah is because it's alluding to the Kayach HaTumah of Sivma, Sharbar, Mazik, Eish. And the Tana wanted to avoid giving Havaya to Nezikin and to the city of Sivma. Okay. It's connected, by the way, if you look in Yechezkel, it says, Saviv Shmoina Asar Aleph, the end of Yechezkel, V'shem Oyer, Miyoyim Hashem Shama. It's Keneged, Shem Hoyer Asher Hashem Shama. Shama is Keneged Sivma. And it's Zeh La'uma Zeh. That's what the Maramam Ipano brought. Ir HaKodesh, V'shem Hoyer Miyoyim Hashem Shama. Says the Chassam Sofer. Now with this we could explain. Rashi says, Shar Bar, the way they're written in the Torah, I, Tosfos asks, Mave and Hever is not in order. So the Chassam Sofer says, of course it's not in order. But the Tana switched it because it wanted to allude to the Klipa of Sivma. Now it's interesting. The Chassam Sofer says, it could have picked the following order. Bar, Shar, Mave, Tavera. And then you could have given a different Rashi Tevois, namely, Basmas, Eishes, Esav. Basmas, Eishes, Esav, which is the same Klipa. And then it would have been in order. And then we could have used Basmas, which comes before Sivma, which is in Matos. So Rashi says, no, Shar and Bar is in the order of Mishpatim, and once we put those two in order, the rest of it follows suit. Now we could explain, says the Chassam Sofer, why it's called Hever and not Eish. It's all because of the Rashi Tevois of Sivma. Now it's very interesting, says the Chassam Sofer. Because Rambam Ipanu said the four klipos are keneged Yerushalayim, the Eir HaKodesh, the four osios havaya of, and it's alluding to the pasuk miyoyim Hashem Shama. So says the Chassam Sofer, if Sivma is the klipa of Tuma, then each one of these four damages has a corresponding koyach of kedusha. There's a Koyach of Kedusha of Shar. What's the Koyach of Kedusha of Shar? Like it says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that Shar is, you should be like a Shar LeDivrei Torah, to bend down your neck and bear the yoke of Torah. Or if you see a Shar in a dream, you'll have children who are gore in Torah. That's the Bracha of Yosef. Also Shar, which is Gematria 506, is the same as Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud, then Tav, and then Sadi, which is the first of the Ana B'Kayach, Gedula Simcha Tate Tzrura, which is the same gematria as Aleinu L'Shabeach, which Yehoshua composed, whose Bechinas Shor. So Shor is the has a force of Kedusha. Bar is a force of Tumah, and the opposite of Bar is Be'er Mayim Chayim. If you see a Be'er in a Chaloim, Yitzapel Chayim, and for Torah. Mave are the corresponds to Adam, reflects the Sisrei HaTorah, like it says, Nivu Matzpunav. And Hever, which is fire, has Ha'ara B'Kedusha. In any event, says Achsam Sofer, the four Arba Oveis Nezikin have corresponding Koichos of Kedusha, Shor LeTorah. Bar, Be'er, Maveh is the secrets of Torah. Hever is Ha'ara in Torah. By the way, the Chassam Sofer points out that when the Eishes Poitifera was persuading Esau, was persuading Yosef, the pasuk says, Me'anshe habayis shom babayis. Also, Rashi Tevois Sivma, which are the Arba Avois Nezikin. By the way, the Shla HaKadosh also says, the Dalet Ovois Nezikim are Rashi Tevois Sivma, Shar Bar Maver and Hever. Sivma is one of the cities of the Ori Aknani, and it's the root of the Arba Ovois Nezikin. By the way, says the Shla, where does Sivma come from? What's the root of Sivma? It's Vahu Rachum, Yechaper Ovoin, V'lo Yashchis, V'erbalash V'apoy, V'lir Kochamosoi, Ovoin, Mashchis, Af and Chema are the root of Bar, Shar, Mave, and Hever. Bar is the essence of Chibur HaKever. Mave is Shein, it's referring to the Kever itself. Shar is the horns of the Samach Mem. And Eish is Gehenim. And the Arba Shoimrim is Mitzad Kedusha. By the way, it's interesting, the Maram Shif in the yeshiva that I was zeicha to learn, we used to spend a lot of time being omel in Maram Shif. It's not so commonly learned in the yeshivas today. In order to learn Maram Shif, you have to have the cheshvin of the sugya, mamish, crystal clear. The Maram Shif says that in the beginning of the Masechta, the Arba Avos Nezikin, Shor Bar Mava Hever, correspond to the four main sins that it talks about at the end. And they are Avodah Zarah, Gilah Raish, Ruach HaZdomim, and Gezel. Because Gezel, Kasha Oinshin Shal Gezel Yosem Me'arayis. Shor is Avodah Zarah, the Chet Ho'egel, Vayamiru Es Kvoidam, B'tavnis shar oichal esav. Bar is the sin of Mechiras Yosef, murder. Vayashlichu oisel abar. Maveh is the chet of Adam Arishain. Or, according to Shmuel, it's Shein, which is Gezela. The sin of Adam Arishain is the eight from the eight sadas without permission, it was Gezela. Hever is the fire, Gili Arayos, Nura Beyamram. So we see that the Arba Avos Nezikin are not just the damages of an ox, but it refers to the root of all misfortune in the world and all damage in the world. It's interesting in the Sefer Magid Rav Yaakov, the Magid of Mezrich, he brings how the Dalet Avos Nezikin are alluding to various sins that we may be guilty of committing, namely Arba Avos Nezikin, Shor, Bar, Maver, Hever. Shor is the lashon of gazing, Habata, Hezek Re'ia, Histaklis, that could cause damage to people. Bar is the lashon of a Sedei Bar, somebody who doesn't learn Torah. He's Hoylech Batal. By the way, it's very interesting. You know, today is the yard site of the Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk, the Kotsker. So the Kotsker would say as follows. I believe the Kuzhiklover quoted the Kotsker who said as follows. When it comes to Pasol Schach, you use bricks. So it's Pasol if you have Dalet Amos on the side or four Tfachim in the middle. But if you have empty space, then it's always Pasol three Tfachim. You hear this? Bad Schach is Pasol if it's four Amos on the side or four Tfachim in the middle. Empty Schach is already Pasol if it's three Tfachim. Says the Kotsker, you hear what's going on over here? It's worse to have bad schach than no schach at all. Likewise, the Kotsker said, worse than doing an Avera is doing nothing. It's worse to do nothing than to sin. At least the guy's sinning. He's doing something productive. He's doing an Avera. But a guy who's looking on his phone and just going from one side to the next and he's wasting time, that's worse than sinning. Wasting time is worse than sinning. You know how we know? Because pasul no schach is worse than pasul schach. In any event, then the Magid Rav Yaakov says that mave is shein, achila gasa, and hever is kas. Hever is kas. The Shlach HaKadosh talks about how kas is alluded to in the pasuk kiseitze eish umatza koitzim. If fire goes out and it catches thorns, the Shlach HaKadosh says this is a remez to the fire of machlekes and the fire of kas, that you have to guard it shmira yasira, that you should not let it out even shloi b'meskaven. And it's a klal gadol to bring you to all types of kedusha. Now, it's interesting. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, he says there is a certain type of ragzan, a balkas, that it says about him, kal hakoyes kilu oyved avodas alilim. One who gets angry, it's as if he served idols. What kind of Kasan are we talking about? V'hu hanichas al kol davar sheyasu neged ritzonai. Someone who gets angry at whatever is done against his will. U'mismalei chema, he gets full of wrath. Ad shekvar liboy bal imay, to this extent that his heart is not with him. Va'atzasai nivara, and his counsel is completely destroyed. You have some people that blow a fuse whenever something happens against their will. You know, it's very interesting. Often when I talk about anger, people think to themselves, yeah, I know who this is talking about. I know the guy that this is talking about. But also, somehow, whenever I speak about anger, people usually say, you know, this really resonates with me. People recognize that this is something that's a common challenge that people have. And don't think to yourself, nah, I'm a very even-keeled guy. In shul, whatever happens, I never get upset. I never lose my cool. We're not talking about in shul. We're talking about in your house when nobody sees you. It's just you and your wife and your children. That's the test of midos. And says Mesillas Yesharim, someone who gets angry literally could destroy the whole world. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, you know, a lot of fights start with fighting about the temperature. Some people are too cold. They're always cold. They're always freezing. It's 100 degrees outside. They're freezing. Some people, they're always hot. It doesn't matter. They go outside today. It's hot outside. You know, so I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and it was pretty stuffy in the Beis Medrash. So they had these big windows and they were open. And one guy really didn't like when the windows were open. He finally had enough. He came, he slammed the window, and this huge window in the basement, the whole thing shattered. I remember I felt bad for the guy because I don't think he was trying to telegraph and broadcast to, you know, 300 Talmidim that he's a Balkas, but he lost it. And when you lose it, you have no control. Says Masil Sisham, the truth is, someone who has a temper, he could destroy the whole world if he had the ability. The only thing is, he doesn't know how to split the atom. If he would know how to split the atom, he would do it when he gets angry. He could literally destroy the whole world. Ki ein ha-seichel sholet by klal, his seichel has no dominion over him. V'husar tam mamish k'chal achayos ha-torfos. He literally is bereft and turns away from reasoning like destructive animals. He's a tiger. The guy's a tiger. V'olav nemar, about such a person, it says in Iyov, toyreif nafshoy ba'apoy. He tears away his soul and his anger. Halamancha teyazav aretz, do we need to move out of planet Earth because of you? V'hu kal vaday lavar akomine aver sho'elam. For him, it's easy to violate all the sins in the world. If his anger brings to that. It's interesting. In the Shah Ruach HaKodesh, it's quoted in the Sefer Hosar Kas Melibecha, the Arizal was more makbid about Kas than any other Avera, even for a mitzvah. And he would say as follows, other Averois, they're Averois, and they only affect one Aver. But Kas ruins the whole neshama. Not only does it ruin the whole neshama, when a person gets angry, the neshama leaves. And you get a new neshama from the dark side. This is what it means. Toireif nafshoi ba'apoi. What the Masil Sisharim quotes in Eoif. Toireif nafshoi ba'apoi. You literally tear away your holy soul. You make it a treifa. In other words, when someone gets angry, you know what we should do? We should call up Rabbi Zon from the Chevra Kadisha. Rabbi Zon, come quickly. The guy died. So the Rabbi Zon comes, and what happens? The guy's breathing. No, Rabbi Zon, he's dead. Don't worry, he's dead. What? Yeah, he got angry. So his neshama left. Put him in the mikvah, take off his clothing, put him in the mikvah. You could put him 6 feet under. He's going to crawl out? Maybe not. Maybe if you put enough dirt on him, he won't crawl out. He's dead. What do you mean? Where his neshama left. What about his mitzvahs? His mitzvahs. He lost all of his mitzvahs. All of his mitzvahs are in his last neshama. Now he has a new neshama from the dark side. What if the person does tikkunim and tshuva? That's very nice. But they're on the last account. But the last account is not there anymore. He has to do all of his tikkunim again. So the Arizal was very very alert and very proactive and very staunch about warning people about the dangers of anger. Like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Kol HaKoyes, and he quotes the Zohar, Nishmasai Mistalekes Mimenu, and it's like the person died. So therefore, the hezek of Eish is referring to the hezek of fire. So even though sometimes you learn Mishpatim, you learn Baba Kama, you say, you know, I don't really start forest fires. Me and Smokey the Bear, we get along very well. Smokey the Bear has no problems with me. I don't start any forest fires. No. Smokey the Bear is not going to be happy with you. Because Kas is also a very, very dangerous fire. You have to be careful about. It affects your whole spiritual standing. Because when a person loses his fuse and gets angry to a significant extent, it could cause the neshama to be switched. You know, it's very interesting. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explained the pasuk. Soif davar hakol nishma. Es holekim yirav es mitzvaysav shamar ki zeh kol ha'adam. You know, when we talk about Yerushamayim, we think Yerushamayim It's a good thing to have. And if you don't have it, so you're lacking Yiras Shamayim. You're still a human being, but you're lacking Yiras Shamayim. So Rabbi Chanan paints a very vivid picture of what the role of Yiras Shamayim in the human personality is. Because Shlomo HaMelech says, Soif Davar HaKol Nishma, Esol Ekim Yirah Kizek Kol HaAdam. What does that mean, Kizek Kol HaAdam? Rabbi Chanan quotes the Zohar HaKadosh on the Pasuk Nase Adam. What do you mean, let's make man? What do you mean, let's make man? God made man. Ese Adam. I will make man. Why Nase Adam? The Zohar HaKadosh says Hashem had a conference. He already created all of creation. So he made a big gathering, a big convention. On the right-hand side, you had the sun was sitting there, the moon, the stars, the plants, the tiger, the rhinoceros, the zebra, the giraffe, the dinosaur. Hashem had sitting there lion, a bear. And Hashem said, look, everybody give your nature, put it in the pot, we'll mix it all together, and we're going to make man. Nase Adam. Let everybody contribute to the formation of this man. So, the lion gave its power, its might. The eagle gave its lightness. The deer gave its swiftness. The tiger gave its ferociousness. And he created man. Which means that man is not just a composite of creation. On the one hand, that has a good side, because that means we have many very powerful forces within us. We have the ability of consistency, of gevura, of lightness, of boldness. But it also means that we have dangerous tendencies. As dangerous as a tiger is, a human being is more dangerous. You know the story of the man-eating lions of Tsavo? You know where they were building, the British were building like a railroad in Africa, and there were these man-eating lions. Every day these lions would consume some of the workers. They ate dozens of people. Very, very dangerous lions. As dangerous as a lion is, a human being is more dangerous. You know why? Because a lion doesn't have seichel, and a lion doesn't know how to use technology, and a lion doesn't know how to be a leader. As dangerous as a lion is, we saw in the 20th century, a human being could be much more dangerous. Hitler was much more dangerous than a lion. Stalin was much more dangerous than a lion. Because a human being is not only a lion, it's a lion and a tiger and a rhinoceros and a bear and a cobra and a snake. And the problem is it also has intelligence. So I have a question. If somebody says, oh, you know, I'm going to Florida for Shabbos, would you mind watching my boa constrictor for me? So you say, yeah, sure. Just bring it to my front door. I'll put it in the basement. You out of your mind? When the guy comes back, by the time the day is over, the boa constrictor will consume everyone in the house. Imagine somebody says, would you mind watching my bear for me? You know, if you're going to watch a bear, you better put it in iron chains. You better put in iron chains. So, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, if you need an iron cage to protect yourself from a bear or a lion, what kind of chains do you need to protect yourself from the bad tendencies of man? Man has in him shor, bar, mazik, hever. The answer is, you know what the chains for a man are? You know what the cage is? Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is what keeps the vicious tendencies that a human being has dormant within him in check. So that means if a person doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, they're not an Adam. They're a Chayara. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Soif Davar HaKol Nishma, Esol Ekim Yirah. You have to fear Hashem. Kizek Kol HaAdam. That's when you have humanity. But if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, then you're lacking in humanity. The Yiras Shamayim is what renders a person a Ben Adam. Without it, a person has the natural base instincts of the whole Bria, of all the terrorizing Chayos Rois. Kizek Kol HaAdam. So when you learn Parshas Mishpatim, and you learn the mehezik of a shar, the hezik of an esh is Kas Shariz Ri'ya. Person has to understand that on the one hand, we're at Tzelem Elokim, and we have endless capacity for greatness and endless ability to emulate Hashem, but we also have the tendencies of all of creation, and they have to be kept in check. And the way we keep them in check is Kizek Hal Adam Es Elokim Yira, the Es Mitzvah of Shemar Kizek Hal Adam. That is the Kayach HaAdam. That's what renders us a Ben Adam through the Kayach of Yira Shemayim. Okay, friends, I'm going to wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Very good. Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Have a good day. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.